Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Well, you know how you go through a phase every so often when it just seems like everybody in your social media feed, depending on your age, is either having a baby or having a grandchild. I'm at the people are having grandchildren stage right now. And that's why I was so excited to talk with John Coy this morning. He's the author of a book called My Mighty Journey, and it is a new children's picture book that good Minnesotans may want to look into. Hey, John, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
So this is the story of a waterfall. Now, we have a bunch of waterfalls, of course, up in our area, but this isn't about that particular waterfall. But, of course, maybe you could just sort of bend it a little bit. Let's talk about the story. Tell me what it's about.
It's about the only major waterfall on the Mississippi River, which is called St. Anthony Falls now. And the story is about how that waterfall moved 15 miles over 12,000 years. So it's talking about what's happening over the course of the past 12,000 years from the perspective of the waterfall, which is a little bit unusual in a picture book. But basically what it's talking about is what's been happening here for the last 12,000 years in 619 words.
I'm curious, and now I have to divert from the subject again. Do children's picture books try to give you a suggested word count?
No, but less is better. You try and be as concise as possible, and I've been doing this for 30 years now, and this is as concise as I can be to do 12,000 years in 619 words.
Well, 12,000 years, 619 words. I think by any yardstick, that's not too bad. Is writing a children's book from that perspective like writing poetry?
It does. It heads in that direction. And this one got even more concise because with this book, we had two editions. We had a fine press edition that the brilliant artist Gaylord Shanawack was working on first. And on that one, the type was, we were hand setting type. So I would come in sometimes and they would say, we don't have enough M's. Can you choose another word here?
The text
got even more concise in that process because it often was better with going with something shorter or something different. So
I can think of so many people who have objected to editors saying this word isn't politically correct, or you have to cut 500 words from your piece because we don't have space. But to say choose a different word, we're out of the letter M. I love that idea.
I love the idea too. I love the idea too. And most of those changes, as I said, we kept for the trade edition as well.
How marvelous! So, where did the idea come from in the first place?
The idea came 25 years ago. I was working down at the riverfront for the Minnesota Historical Society, giving tours of the waterfall. And I just thought it was a fascinating story that the waterfall had moved. You know, it's hard to even get your mind around something as big as a waterfall moving. But that waterfall had eroded upriver. And the more I thought about it, the more I thought that might be a really interesting way to give kids a sense of how long people have been here. And by using the waterfall almost as a timeline itself. And then 6 years ago, Shannon Pennefeather, the editor at Minnesota Historical Society Press, said yes. And we had a meeting, and she said, do you have anybody in mind as an illustrator? And I said, I have one person. I think he'd be fantastic, but I don't know if he'd do it. And she said, well, that's interesting. I've got one person in mind, and I'm not sure if he'd do it, but he'd be really great. And we both had the same person in mind.
I'm always fascinated to explore the way authors and illustrators work together. because you'd sort of think that they'd be working, you know, hand in glove, same room practically, and yet most of the time it doesn't work that way. First of all, when whichever one of you approached your illustrator, did he say, I'm not sure I want to do this? Or did he surprise you both and say, oh, yeah, I'm in?
No, it was the first. He said, well, I've got a bunch of questions. And so we had a meeting, and he asked his questions, and he said he was finishing up another project. He makes beautiful, beautiful books that take years to make. And he said, I'll be working on that for another year. But what I'd like to do is I would like to get together and walk along the river over the course of the year while I consider it.
Oh, what a wonderful idea.
So that's how we started out. And then after that year, he said he wanted to do it on one condition, that we have no deadline. So this has been an amazing book in a couple of ways. One, the publisher agreed to no deadline. And two, as you were saying earlier, normally on a picture book, I don't work directly with the illustrator at all. But on this one, we've worked directly every step of the way. And it's resulted in something that is unique in my experience as a process.
But you didn't really convince him to do the book. The waterfall really convinced him to do the book.
You are exactly right. You are exactly right. That waterfall has a lot of power.
Never underestimate Mother Nature. Well, I'm thinking you had said something earlier that made me smile, because it's getting close to Halloween and my mind is going in strange directions. I'm watching way too many inappropriate movies on television. But I was just thinking about children, you know, going to sleep now and dreaming about waterfalls that move. And maybe after you.
Yeah, you know what's kind of interesting is in my experience, kids are able to handle the big ideas sometimes easier than adults. You know, like if you present to kids, here's a waterfall that moved, a lot of kids are like, okay.
Yeah,
whereas
cool.
Adults are like, wait a minute, how did it move? How far did it go? How fast did it go?
You
know, they have lots of questions where kids are like, okay. I think the kids will do fine with it.
But if their parents have bad dreams, you know, they can give you a call, I'm sure, and you'll talk them.
Absolutely.
You'll talk them through it.
And that waterfall, as long as you run away from the river, you're going to be okay.
Oh, exactly. And here in our area, the waterfalls are kind of hemmed in by rock, so it could be a little trickier. But then again, you never know.
Exactly. Yep.
Something to think about as we approach Halloween. John, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. What a treat, as is your book. John Coy, our guest this morning on Minnesota Reads, he's the author of a book called My Mighty Journey, a waterfalls story, and it tells the story of 12,000 years in 619 words and some utterly exquisite illustrations. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.